The Shenandoah Community School District Board of Directors met on Monday, June 8th, and one of the agenda items was to approve the WIC Huddle Pass for the upcoming school year. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Superintendent Dr. Carrie Nelson. She tells us more about that lengthy discussion.
Our board had a good discussion about what does that really mean as far as the revenue being distributed, and they had conversations about what happens if, for instance, you know, a game is interrupted, and do you have to refund the fee or not? We had discussions around philosophically, do we believe it's okay to charge people for streaming, to watch on their phone or in their home environments? We also know that we have other streaming services that we currently use, and how does this affect our ability to do what we want to do internally? And so with that, I could not answer most of those questions because information is not available to answer those questions. And it's still being worked out within the WIC. So our board, I told them, I said, we're being asked to make a decision. And they said, we're going to table it and we're going to request more information. And they'll respond and they'll vote once we have more information about how that's actually going to work and what limitations it places on our district, because we're concerned about the limitation. And we work with KCSI, we work with KMA, we work with the group that TJ Young and Aaron Burfdorf announced for. And with all of those opportunities, we weren't sure we wanted to lock ourselves into using Huddle only.
So will that come up at the next meeting? Do you anticipate that on the next agenda?
Well, I do.
A lot of discussion, it sounds like, on that particular agenda item.
I would just say that involved more conversation than any other item last night.
The Shenandoah Community School District Board of Directors tables the WIC Huddle proposal. Stay tuned to KCSI, KOAK Radio. We'll keep you updated on that topic. Thanks to Dr. Carrie Nelson, superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District, for that information following their Monday, June 8th meeting.